A renowned poet has a new album that comes out tomorrow. It's called The Gospel According to Nikki Giovanni, a collaboration with saxophonist Javon Jackson. In addition to publishing dozens of poetry works, Nikki Giovanni has recorded several spoken word albums over the course of 50 years. But this time, she's doing something a little different. Here Now's Tanya Mosley sat down with both artists for her podcast Truth Be Told and brings us the story of how this album came to be.
Growing up in the Baptist church, Nikki Giovanni says the rhythmic beats and messages of gospel music were instrumental to understanding herself as a poet.
The spirituals had a message. They weren't just that some people woke up, you know, one morning or came in from working in the evening and said, oh, let's sit down and sing. They were sharing information to each other.
It's been half a century since Giovanni recorded her first album. It was with the New York Community Choir, entitled Truth Is On Its Way. It was one of the first albums at the time to combine gospel with the spoken word. Two languages articulating the same struggle.
All I gotta do is sit and wait, and it's gonna find me. All I gotta do is sit and wait, if I can learn how.
When everything goes wrong, you sing a song. You hum a song. No matter what it is, your mother dies. My good friend Linda Dixon's mother just passed. And that's what you do. And the job that I had to do, because I couldn't be selfish and just mourn, I had to bury people. And there are other people who had to bury people. So you do that, but the way that you can handle it is through song.
You get yours and I'll get mine if I learn to sit and wait. You got yours, I want mine, and I'm gonna get it, cause I got to get it, cause I need to get it, if I learn how.
When Truth Is On The Way came out, it was a volatile time period in America's history. We were on the heels of the Civil Rights Movement and protests against the Vietnam War, and as a nation, we were searching for meaning. Mysticism was big, so was astrology. And Giovanni was just one of several artists finding comfort in gospel. Even the Rolling Stones in 1971 recorded a gospel song. 50 years later, Giovanni says, the country has progressed in so many ways, but the emotional tempo of this moment we're living in also feels familiar. That yearning for comfort and joy through music. This new album with saxophonist Javon Jackson offers a selection of Giovanni's favorite hymns and spirituals, played by Jackson's Jazz Ensemble. Classics like I've Been Buked and Swing Low, Sweet Chariot. This collaboration actually began a while ago, in February of 2020, with a conversation. The setting was a Black History Month program at the University of Hartford. Jackson, a professor there, invited Giovanni to receive an honorary degree. And at the end of the event, as Jackson and Giovanni were milling about on stage, a jazz trio started playing Charlie Hayden's Steal Away.
And I was saying, you know, I really love the spirituals, and I'm always amazed that so few youngsters, Black or white, know it. And he said, oh, I love the spirituals. And so one of his students sat down at the piano, there's a piano there, and started to play. And we sat there and we sang for about a half an hour. We just sang a lot of spirituals.
And she was very immersed in that and just sang how great it was to hear jazz and hymns together. And she'd love to hear more of that. And so I said, jokingly, I said, I'm going to hold you to that. And so she laughed and went and had dinner. And then when I got home, I said, you know what? I'm going to reach back out to her and ask her if she'd pick some spirituals, and that'll be my next recording.
Giovanni was game and quickly picked 10 of her favorite hymns. But instead of 10 instrumentals, she had a request.
She said, I'm not a vocalist, but I'd like to sing on it. I said, you're Nikki Giovanni.
There was one particular selection that Giovanni wanted to sing. Nina Simone's Night Song, recorded in 1964.
Nina Simone was a dear friend. And I said, you know, if we could do something, I want to sing this for Nina. I want to sing this particular song. And he said, well, I need to change. You know, if I do it, I need to bring it up to date. And I said, I couldn't agree more. So that you'll hear here, this is not Truth Is On Its Way. This is not a traditional. And I just thought it was wonderful.
This was a first for Giovanni. Singing is not something she'd ever thought she'd do. But Night Song represents many things for her, including Nina Simone's decision to leave the United States in search of belonging after experiencing the brutality of American racism.
Moving, going, who knows where? Only thing I know is I'm not going there.
But even with that understanding of what that song means to Giovanni, her family was surprised that she'd actually sing the lyrics.
My cousin, she's crazy. I only have one girl cousin. And my cousin said, and he must be deaf to let you sing because everybody knows I can't sing. And I said, I'm going to hang up and get you for that.
Jokes aside, Javon Jackson says this entire process of recording Giovanni was emotional for everyone involved.
I was moved to tears, and it was tears of, appreciation and just respect because I'm with this person who has all made her whole life's mission to be of service. And she's sitting here with me being of service, trying to support a simple, humble endeavor, I hope. And so the whole process, I think it's great when we're moved to tears. I think it's great to have laughter. I think it's great to have introspection. And I think it's good to cry.
Jackson was also struck by Giovanni's ability to stay in the present and her desire to tell the stories of our time in new and unexpected ways. Giovanni attributes her Up for Anything spirit to teaching college students at Virginia Tech. And she's not afraid to push them to uncomfortable places.
There are things that they are afraid of. So coming into my classroom, I'm going to share it with you. And if you don't want to hear it, the door that was open when you came in is open for you to go out. That's the truth. But we have to look ahead because the future belongs to the youngsters. It does.
And that's exactly what Giovanni and Jackson are doing with this album.
In more ways, it's more of an homage, right, to what the history of these spirituals speak to. They speak to oppression, they speak to suffrage, but they speak to hope, they speak to love, and they speak to a belief, an optimism in the future. One of the pieces we do is Sometimes I Feel Like a Motherless Child. They didn't say all the times, they said sometimes. So it lets you know that the glass was half full, that there was some optimism about the plight that they were under.
The Gospel According to Nikki Giovanni debuts on Friday, and you can hear more of my conversation with her, including her views about gender identity and faith, and why she doesn't do social media or email. Hear all of that and more on my podcast, Truth Be Told. For Here and Now, I'm Tanya Mosley.